We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Eduardo Alejandro Diaz Perez, often going by Eddie, since it's a big mouthful to read. He was born in Mexico City and has been playing soccer since he was 9 years old. He attended St. Anthony High School, where he won the third division state soccer championship, and he graduated summa cum laude as a first-generation college student a semester early from Cardinal Stritch University with a bachelor's degree in international business and a certificate in inter-American studies. During college, he was president of both the Hispanic Professionals of Greater Milwaukee student chapter and of the judo club. While in school, he connected with a number of people that allowed him and connected him to work on Inbound Training Center. And he recently accepted a job with the Milwaukee Kickers to work as their MIKRO program coordinator. I'm sure we'll get more information about that. He also hosts his own YouTube channel, Twitter, and Facebook dedicated to soccer called Eddie Goal. His career goals have always been to work for a professional soccer team, and he's developed that growth around the sport in Milwaukee as he's looking to grow his network in the future. So a couple of reasons why I invited Eddie to be on the show today. One, I saw an article about him written in the local publication Biz Times, and it was all around how networking helped him grow his career path to where he is today. And two, he's a very eager, young entrepreneur mindset in that he's connecting and making these connections, something that I've been kind of preaching to our audience and the students that I teach as well. So I'm very excited to have Eddie on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
To get started, let's talk about networking right away. How has networking helped you get to where you are today?
Right. Well, it has helped me tremendously. That is the reason why I have this position I'm in as a micro program director. For the Milwaukee Kickers.
That's what that stood for. Got it. Yeah.
But it's been phenomenal. You know, I've met people, talked to them, and really have expanded my network tremendously. One of the things that helped me understand this mindset has been being involved with HPGM, the Hispanic Professionals of Greater Milwaukee. They would host events in which they would teach you the ways in which to network, who to network with, and what the results of such networking can be.
That's fantastic. So the organization just taught you a lot of benefits that you probably, it sounds like, caught on to early on, right? That the benefits are going to just be huge down the future. So I just,
of course,
really, I think it's fascinating that you're totally grasping hold of this so early on in your professional career.
Yeah, thanks.
When you are networking, what qualities are you seeking when you look at someone in a room and feel like you want to start a conversation with them?
Right. Well, I don't hold prejudgments, to be honest with you. I think the beauty of networking is talking to people and not knowing who they are, you know, getting to know them, and then they telling you who they know, what their experiences are, and from there, building on that connection. Of course, you have to have an objective of, you know, who you want to. If, let's say, if I'm trying to get involved in soccer as I am, I might not go talk to a basketball coach, but it could be something that's interesting. And as I mentioned, that's the beauty of networking. What if the basketball coach knows a buddy of his that played soccer, and his buddy knows someone, you know, the Chicago Fire or professional soccer team?
Sure.
You never know.
Exactly.
See, I'm a true believer of the butterfly effect, and networking plays into that tremendously.
Oh, okay. So why don't we talk about that a little bit? How does networking play into the butterfly effect?
Right. Well, the butterfly effect is the idea that anything has a effect on life.
Mm-hmm.
So networking, you know, plays into that tremendously. If I were to go talk to a barista or a waiter and I leave a good impression on him, he goes and talks about me, you know, and then maybe one of his friends knows me. See, you never know. That's such a wonderful thing about it.
There's so much truth to that.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, it's so beautiful that life works that way in mysterious ways.
So soccer is obviously your passion.
Yeah.
What other hobbies do you have here?
Soccer, as you mentioned. skateboarding is another one of my big passions. I like to play the guitar as well. When I get a chance, not as much as I used to, play video games, hang out with my brother, hang out with my family, of course, hang out with my girlfriend, and overall just try learning new things, whether it be, you know, martial arts with judo, working out, staying fit in the gym, anything really that I can learn. I feel like life has to be lived to the fullest, and there's nothing in it that tells you you can only learn so much.
Lots of truth in that for sure. So let's go back to that topic of networking here. Mm-hmm. Can you share with me your favorite networking experience that you've had?
Yeah, I call this the milkshake because, you know, it happened because of a milkshake. I was at Cardinal Stritch University and I decided to go out and get something to eat. As I was going and walking, a lady offered me a milkshake. And so I said, sure. She had a table and everything. Okay. She was giving milkshakes to students. I said, sure. So then she asked me, oh, how's your day going? What are you majoring in? What are you doing? So I told her, my name's Eduardo. I'm studying international business and I'm getting ready to graduate. So then she asked me what my career goals were. And I told her I wanted to work for a professional soccer team eventually. So then she said, hey, have you talked to Catherine Markgraf? And I said, who? She said, Catherine, yeah, she's a career service counselor. She played professional soccer.
Oh, and she, perfect.
Yes, and she was a gold medalist.
Oh, wow.
For the women's soccer team. So my mind was just blown away.
Sure.
At the moment. And I said, you know, can you please give me her email? When can I see her? Where can I see her? And so I went, talked to her. I told her my interests and she was guiding me towards, you know, working with ESPN, who her contacts were. We went
wow.
through. Yeah. So I like calling this story the milkshake because it happened because of that, you know, and as so, I said, life is just mysterious.
Yeah.
If I were not hungry that day, who knows, maybe I would have.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what if you just weren't ready for that milkshake?
Right, right, exactly.
Or you're lactose intolerant or something.
Yes, see? It happens like that.
Yeah,
so.
I guess you just kind of got to be open, you know, to whatever's knocking on that door and accepting it.
Right, yeah. I mean, life is just, it has a path.
Yeah. Fantastic. Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah.
So obviously making the connection with, was it Kathleen? Kate?
Catherine.
Well, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it started with Kate. With Catherine, I imagine has opened so many doors for you.
Yeah, definitely. When I was working at Inbound's training center, mm-hmm. I actually saw her because one of her kids played there. So, you know, it all wrapped around and
yeah.
That's how it worked out.
Good. So how long ago was that initial connection made with Catherine?
I would say this was about 5 months ago.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. you're still fairly new in the relationship, but you've already seen the benefits
yeah.
kind of unfolding from it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's because of, you know, that drive from her to help me out.
Okay.
She reached out to her connection. She was seeking what qualities I had. She asked me if I was comfortable being on front of a camera,
sure.
in front of radio, because she did that for
uh-huh.
a while with NBC, you know, going to the stadiums and talking
sure.
about the reports of the soccer game and all of that.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thank you.
So I know you're fairly new to the networking game, we'll say. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you've been doing it for a few years now, but I imagine, I mean, being involved in a number of organizations and mm-hmm. attending Cardinal Stritch University, which I went there too, actually.
Oh, awesome.
Got my master's from Cardinal Stritch. So.
Sweet.
But what are you doing to stay in front of or best nurture your network?
You know, I try to always reach out to them through text message, emails, because I know they are busy. But if I get a chance, and this is my preferred method, face-to-face, always. I feel like in text message or email, some of that, some of those emotions can get lost, some of that passion from the words.
Yep.
So always face-to-face, and, you know, even if it's for a minute, talk to them, just get to know how they are, what they've been up to.
So is there a frequency, or is it just kind of top of mind? What's triggering you to kind of stay in front of this network of people that you've met over the years and even just recently? Are you trying to maybe once a month touch base with someone, or how are you doing that?
Yeah, I don't necessarily have it scheduled as in, you know, once a month or this day I have to see this person, and, you know, it's been 2 months since I haven't talked to this person, let's try to do it.
Sure.
It just kind of happens, and it's mutual as well. Sometimes I get a random text message from a person I haven't touched base with, and it's good to hear from them.
Yep.
You know, it's and that's when you have true connections, I feel, when you can go, you know, a pretty decent amount of time without talking to, but they still have you in the back of their mind, and you do as well. So when something that you're interested in or that you talked about comes up, they instantly think of you and contact you.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
Good. That's good to be the one that is top of mind when some information comes up too. So what advice would you offer to other business professionals who are looking to grow their network?
I would say try to just talk to anybody. That's what I did, you know. That story about the milkshake.
Sure.
If I wouldn't have talked to her, if I would have had my headphones on, I would have never made that connection.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes you can call it luck, but I feel like it's just the way it is. Try to be open, as I mentioned. You know, there's a lot of times where people walk down the street and they see a homeless person, you know, they try not to talk to them to avoid them because of the danger. But I feel like those people have good stories to them.
Oh, absolutely.
And you never know that networking. You never know their previous life, who they know, who they have seen. You know, that's just an example. And it might be a little bit too out there, but it gets you thinking.
Sure.
Because it gets you to try to know that everybody, whether poor or rich, have values. It's kind of like that, the story of the guy who came up with Hot Cheetos. He was a janitor at Frito-Lay.
Okay.
And so he suggested and pitched in his idea to make Hot Cheetos, and now it's their biggest selling product.
Oh, yeah,
so,
they're great.
Yeah, they're very delicious. And, you know, he really took that idea of his heritage, because for elotes, corn, they would put chile, mayonesa, mayonnaise, and chili powder on
there. Sure, yep, yep.
And so he took that idea and incorporated it into the Cheetos.
Oh, got it.
And as I mentioned, biggest product that they sell now.
Yeah, no, that's, and you just kind of open the door and just go for it, right?
Right.
That's basically what he did.
Yeah, so imagine if the president of the company would have said, no, I'm not going to take any ideas from you. I'm not going to network with you because you're not up to my standards. You don't have a degree. You're just a janitor. You know, he wouldn't have, right?
I mean, there's so many fantastic stories like that. I love the example that you shared there. And I know that there's some fascinating companies out there that you hear some of those great stories of them just listening to every person that's on their team. Because, you know, sometimes it is that quiet person that's not engaged in the big brainstorming leadership discussions that has the idea that's going to turn the company around.
Exactly.
All right. So you talked about face-to-face, and you also talked about texting and emailing. I'm always curious, digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
I feel like nowadays it's a little bit of both, but I find more value in traditional face-to-face, just going up to the person, shaking their hands, going out for coffee. As I mentioned earlier, those emotions get lost often through text messages and email.
Yeah.
So you might not be able to convey your true message through that. But then again, nowadays, everybody's busy, and you just have to kind of do a little bit of both.
Yes. Well, what I find interesting here is that the majority of people that I've connected with or met or had face-to-face discussions with that are your age or in your generation are really afraid of that face-to-face conversation.
Right, yeah.
So kudos to you for
thank you.
Moving forward and just doing it.
Right, yeah, thank you.
there's a lot of value in it. And obviously you're seeing that. So that's great. So my next question here, which is usually a really fun one for, I would say, my more veteran guests. I don't know if this is going to resonate with you. So maybe you can just share some just high-level information about the successes you've had with regards to your professional career now, as opposed to, you know, doing some reflection on your 20-year-old self, because that wasn't too long ago now, was it?
No, that was a year ago. Okay. Yes. So, you know, the question when I read it said, if you were able to go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you do differently in regards to networking? And I was thinking, okay, let's put myself in that position now that I'm 40. And, you know, like, okay. Let's say I'm 40.
Yeah, flip it around.
What would I change, you know? I would say just keep doing what I'm doing. I've seen the fruits of it. I've seen the benefits of it. And I enjoy it. As you mentioned, it's very difficult for kids my age, or kids, adults,
there
right?
There you go.
I feel like a kid, though, 21. Adults my age to engage in that face-to-face connection, be confident, and just be willing to talk to anybody. It's a quality that I've learned to develop, and I haven't always been this way, to be honest with you. Back in middle school, you'd see me in the back of the classroom just, you know, sitting, doing my homework, not really engaging. But that developed more and more. You know, learning to go out of your comfort zone.
Well, that's fantastic that you developed those skills and you identified the value and importance of those skills at such an early stage in your professional career. One of the topics of discussion that often shows up on this podcast is around fear and how a lot of professionals, regardless of age and experience, there's this fear that holds you back. But it appears that you've conquered a lot of that early on. So rock star. At rock star status.
Thank you.
This one will be a fun one, though. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Who would be the one person you would love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the sixth degree?
Right. I would like to connect with the president of FIFA.
Okay.
Right? See, now this is where the soccer... Because I think Gianno has a lot of information that's valuable. And of course, he's the president of the FIFA, so the biggest organization that runs overall world football. So I would like to connect with him. And if I would be able to do it within those six steps, this it'd be interesting to find out. You know, I think the connection I made with Catherine is one of the most crucial ones. She played for the U.S. women's national team, gold medalist, worked with CNA. NBC, I should say, sorry. And so she has a lot of value and knows a lot of people that could eventually get me towards.
So let me ask you, have you had this conversation with Catherine yet?
Not yet. Yeah. Last time we talked was at Inbounds Training Center and then, you know, said hi to each other. As I mentioned, I understand she's busy. She's been seeing a lot of students, especially now that, you know, May's coming up. I graduated a semester early, so I took that as an advantage to go out there and find a job because, you know, it wasn't going to be as competitive as, say, now when everybody graduates and is out there looking for employment. So I haven't talked to her about it yet, but she did help me with ESPN. And yeah, that's another of those 6 degrees. So I have two, Catherine, ESPN, and continuously, you know, developing into eventually.
Well, definitely keep nurturing those relationships. And I am very confident that you will have that opportunity presented to you at one day in your near future, I imagine.
Thank you.
All right, so I know that you did finish school, and there's a lot of reading involved in school. but as you know, professionals that continue to grow and exceed expectations on a daily basis, that constant urge and want of learning new things, as you mentioned early on, is important, and one of the easiest ways to do that is by reading. So what are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm reading an autobiography of Bruce Lee.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so just trying to find out more about his lifestyle, his diet, his workout routine. As I mentioned, I like to stay fit, and his philosophy overall of just conquering those barriers that are there. As you may know, he was Chinese, and coming from China into America, into the film world, it was very difficult back then because of the stereotypes and all of that. So he had to conquer that and totally be himself. That's one of the things that I like about him. He never really wanted to copy the standards that were there. He just did everything with his style, and people enjoyed it. So that's kind of one of the things that I embrace about, you know, being myself, and especially owning with my heritage, being from Mexico. I don't feel like I should come in to a workplace and just, you know, try to hide that. Yeah. I love talking to people about my country, my culture, and that's why I studied international business as well, because I love learning about other people's culture as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Bruce Lee's got a great story to share. So that's great. Okay, so any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Just be fearless, go out there, network, really be passionate about what you're doing. I know sometimes in life it might seem like you're stuck in a position, or that things aren't moving forward, but like I mentioned, life works in mysterious ways, and those pauses are sometimes very necessary in order to continue on that journey.
There's definitely a lot of truth to that, and I really like that. Be fearless, but be passionate.
Right.
That's really, really powerful words right there. And I like the statement about you know, the pauses in life they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
You just have to be aware of them.
Yeah, just think of them as pit stops in a race or something. Uh-huh. You know, if you go the whole race driving the car, the wheels aren't going to keep up. So you have to make those pit stops.
That's true. Very true. Great analogy. All right, Eddie. So if anyone is interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
Yeah, so face-to-face, I can give my phone number.
Sure,
it's 414-460-8785. All Once right. again, that's 414-460-8785. Or they can also reach me through my email, which is Eduardo D, EDUARDOD, at mksc.org.
Fantastic. And we will include that information in our show notes.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Great conversation. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Eduardo for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.